Joe Lyons, great to have you in studio, and thank you so much. It's only been a few hours since your victory in Strandhill. First things first, has it sunk in yet?
Well, I suppose, yeah, it kind of has, but I know I'm absolutely thrilled, and it's I suppose victories, as you get old, it's more satisfaction really than elation. You know, when I went back, the first big event I won years back was the West of Ireland, and that will always have a very special place for me. It's one of the most prestigious amateur events in Ireland and the UK, I suppose. And you know, not that I was that young when I won that either, but like, it was my first big event to win, and I've been lucky enough. You know, I've had a relative success down the years, and but I went to Strandhill this week to win, and different. You know, back then nobody really expected me to win, whereas this week a few people expected me to win, and I expected myself to win, and it was relief and satisfaction, I suppose, as much as elation as anything. So it's just nice to get it done. Like, yeah,
it was interesting coming into it because you had finished very highly in the European seniors. Eddie McCormack had won it, and so we had two Galway golfers going in, you know, in good form coming into it. And after day one in Strandhill, you were both in a very strong position as well. You must have been very happy with that opening round, though.
Yeah, well, the opening round in Strandhill, I'll tell you, I had a very bad start to it. I was four over after eight holes, and we started on the 11th. It was a 2-tee start, and on the first tee, then I knocked it out of bounds with my tee shot. So it was effectively then six over, you could say. But I managed to finish the round three over, and then I shot a course record 65 in the second round, which got me through to the match play. And I kind of felt, and I was surprised, like Cathair Keneally from Muachtarráard, who's been very competitive down the years of Senior Cup and Junior Cup, beat Eddie in the, which to be fair would have been a bit of a surprise. It beat Eddie in the first round. And so it kind of opened up the whole thing. Just on Eddie, I'd like to put it on record to give him his dues and his congratulations for winning the European Seniors Championship. It's a major achievement. Myself and Eddie have been competing for Galway, for Connacht. We've been trucking around together for a long time now. And, you know, hats off, fantastic, you know, achievement. I would say there's a tinge of jealousy there, but more so the fact that, you know, you mentioned about my performance in the European Seniors. I went down there to win that event, and while people are very nice and very good, I got a lot of messages afterwards congratulating me on a great performance and finishing fifth and that in the European Championship. I wasn't going down there to finish fifth, and you know, more fair play to Eddie. You know, he's been a superb golfer for a long time now, and in a lot of ways, the two of us have kind of spurred each other on. Well, we'd be great friends, best of friends on and off the course, I suppose, but there's no denying there'd be huge rivalry between the two of us as well.
Just to mention, Gerry Murphy had a little smile on his face Friday night when he was, we were talking about Strandhill, and we're talking about the fact that, you know, your Sligo golfers would expect to do very, very well there. But Gerry, in his own inimitable fashion, says you've played there enough times yourself, so you would have had decent enough knowledge of the course.
Well, not really, to be honest. I would have played, I played Senior Cup of Barton Shield qualifying there in 2007 and 2008, in around that time. And strangely enough, I for one reason or another, I haven't been back to Strandhill since then. So myself and Eddie went up for a practice round last Wednesday, and I went up again Monday, and I played a second practice round on Monday. And but no, I had memories of it all right, but I wouldn't have been overly familiar of it. I don't think my knowledge of the course would have been any better than the guys I was competing against. So
Was that an advantage then or disadvantage that you didn't have the knowledge? Because some would say that maybe too much knowledge can be a dangerous thing.
It can because if you're too familiar where all the trouble is, you might get overly cautious and careful. But you know, I think the big thing really is once I got through the stroke play, because I got a bit of a shock in the first seven or eight holes, I say, but I reacted really well and played really, really good stuff then in the second round. But look, I suppose once we got going, you know, even once I got through the qualifying, then I had another two rounds under my belt. So you're becoming more and more familiar with the course. But in saying that, in the qualifying, we were playing, the golf course was playing a strong northwesterly, and then in the match play, it was playing on a southeasterly. So the wind switched 180 degrees, really. Like, so it was almost like playing a new golf course again, but it was the same for everybody, really.
After the stroke play, we go to the match play section, and just noticing your performance against Fergus Harald, beat him 2-1. That was the same day Kerr Keneally beat Eddie McCormack, which, you're right, was a big shock. And I remember announcing it in Sport as such. The match play section of a tournament like this is always great because it separates the men from the boys, so to speak, you know, and it does kind of narrow things down nicely for you. You must have been very happy though after the 65 going into the match play.
Oh, absolutely. I felt like the 65, I had struggled recently with particularly with driving and putting, and Declan Cunningham, who crossed the road here in Golf Style, fitted me out with a new putter last Saturday morning after a rocky day with the putter at a scratch cup in Natton Rye last Saturday week. But I putted pretty well in the stroke play, and you know, the putter was going well and I was beginning to drive a bit better. So going into the match play, with all due respect to everybody there, I think myself and Eddie, for example, are number one and two on the Order of Merit, the Seniors Order of Merit in Ireland, and we would have been, you know, viewed as pretty strong favourites for the week. That in itself brings its own pressure, I suppose, but having played like the second round in the stroke play, I shot a course record 65, so there was an old course record there from Derek McNamara, who's pro in Uachtarard, and Derek won an Irish Boys in Strandhill. I think he shot 61 or 62. So I was surprised when they came to me and they said this was a course record, but seemingly the course has changed since Derek played there. But so needless to say, yeah, I was full of confidence. I was fully, with all due respect to Cahir and the other guys up there, I sort of had myself built up for this is going to be Joe and Eddie in the final, to be honest. And I was surprised to see Eddie beaten, to be honest.
And then you move on, because Fergus Harald you beat, and then you go on to Kieran McCarthy from Kinsale and you beat him 2-1 as well.
Yeah.
So momentum is a great word in sport, and you seem to be getting this momentum as it was moving on.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. The momentum grew the whole week, and particularly, you know, I had difficult moments against Fergus, and also against Kieran. You know, 2-1, reasonably at the end, sort of not overly comfortable. But both those matches, I was all flat through 14 or so against both of those guys, and you know, whole really good putts on 16 and 17 in both matches, actually, to win the holes, to win both matches 2-1. And it was a little bit less comfortable than I would have liked. And what I took from those matches, and again, even in the semi-final where I played Pat Madigan, I'm sure Pat, he wouldn't be offended if I said it, but I'd be expected to win that game. Pat put up a great performance. I had to hold a 10-foot putt on the 18th green to avoid going down 19, and mainly from the first three matches, I suppose, what was sticking out like a sore thumb to me before the final was that I was playing a lot of good golf and a lot of good golf shots, but at times just playing some brain dead shots and throwing away holes, where taking on ridiculous shots that I didn't need to take on when I was in a strong position, say maybe one or two up in the match, and then hit a driver where I should really be hitting an iron and just lose a ball and give away the hole, and next thing you're all flat and you're in a dogfight then that you shouldn't really be in. And
was that the case with the quarter final semi final, I should say, with Pat Madigan?
Certainly was, and to some extent similar with the matches with Fergal and Kieran McCarthy. You know, I took my foot off the throat sort of in midway through the back nine in all three matches, where I took on shots that I didn't need to take on and paid the price for it, and then wound up, luckily enough, you know, well, you know, thankfully the putter kind of bailed me out the last few holes. And you know, I've been struggling with the putter all season, and you know, I was beaten in the playoff for the Irish Seniors Open, which, you know, this is a close championship. It's only for Irish players. It's the match play close. They actually have a stroke play close next month sometime, but it gets all a bit confusing. They've changed the names of some of these events. And the putter had been really the thing. But I suppose, going back to the point about momentum, I had a lot of momentum going into the final, really. I knew I was playing well. I just knew I had to get me me game face on and stop making stupid mistakes, and the putting was really a big plus.
And that seemed to be the case for the final itself. I mean, to tell the story of the final, you were 3 up after 5.
Yeah.
You stayed 3 up after 11, and you basically dominated from beginning to end, and you won 5 and 4.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on about kind of getting your head together. There was no better way than doing it in the final against a golfer like Sarah Heavey, who would know Strandhill very well. He comes out of the County Sligo. Yeah. So, I mean, you just seem to, is it one of those things, everything just clicks?
Well, yeah, I definitely was a bit more focused, I think, in that having played the 3 games, I kind of had to think to myself, because I nearly had heart failure on the 18th green against Pat Madigan, but hold a really good putt despite the nerves and the tension, and because I knew how bad I would feel if I didn't win, because as I say, I lost a playoff in the Irish Open last month, where I really felt I should have won it, where I missed a lot of putts, and particularly missed a 4-foot putt in the second playoff hole to lose it. And so it was nice to hold that putt, but I was kind of, I had an hour and a half between finishing on the 18th green and teeing off in the final. I went and I had a shower and I had a think to myself about the previous 2 matches, and it stuck out like a sore thumb. Right, Joe, just don't give away holes. Just take your chances when they come. And thankfully, you know, I played much more sensible golf, but very solid. My performance in the final was pretty good. It was blowing 35 to 40 kilometres an hour for the day. The first bogey I had was actually the very last hole, was a par 3, and a bogey free up to that point, which effectively had me 5 up. And Stewart happened to bogey that hole as well. But I mean, I birdied 2, birdied 3, birdied 5. So 3 birdies. And 10 pars in the first 13 holes in a 35 kilometre an hour wind, that'll get it done in most matches. So and no stupid errors, no bad choices on the course.
I want to ask about conditions, because as we know, in Monkstown they had to suspend play on the Thursday because the rain and the wind was so bad, and they turned the boys' plate competition and girls' plate competitions into a stroke play final because there was still 7 still involved at that stage. As for Strandhill, you would expect with the place where it is, you mentioned the 35-40 mile an hour winds. I mean, how difficult was the rain, or were we talking about out in Ballyconeely on a nice day? What was this? Can you try and make a comparison?
Thursday was brutal, to be honest. Biblical is what I would say. Thursday. Now, they made a good decision. They took us off the course in the middle of the day when I suppose the storm was at its peak.
That's right, about a three hour delay,
yeah. And it was just, you couldn't stand up in it. The driving rain, and we were called in. We were on the 50 when we were called in, and it was absolutely, it was as bad as I've ever seen. And even when we went back out, at least the rain had cleared, but we were absolutely soaked to the skin. The rain had cleared, but the wind was still up for the afternoon. And the same again Sunday morning, or Friday morning. It was very wet yesterday morning. It just felt like it was soaked for 2 days in a row. And that's what I say, I had the shower then after the semi-final, and thankfully, for the final, it was just very windy, but we had no rain. But Thursday was exceptionally difficult, yeah.
Was there any moment in that final that you said to yourself, I have this?
Early on, actually. Early on, when I went 3 up after 5, even though I hit two great shots into the par 5. The 5th hole, I hit a straight down wind. Now I hit a driving wedge into about 8 feet, and I didn't even have to putt. Like, so that actually went down as a birdie. But like, I went 3 up there, and then the very next hole was straight down wind. Funny enough, I drove the green, and Sirrett was in a light rough with his tee shot, and he hit a wedge in from maybe 90 yards, and he holed a putt from 40 feet, and I actually 3-putted, but it was a very difficult 2-putt, so it didn't really throw me. But I was back to 2 up, but to be honest with you, I had a 3-putt par there, but like, I never, at any stage, once I went 3 up, 2-5, at any stage after, I never really felt like I was going to lose the game. And I just felt, you know, as you mentioned it earlier on, momentum, and momentum is such a strong, it's so important in any sport, and golf is no different. And I really felt that the momentum was building all week, like, and it you know, once I got off to such a quick start, I felt I'm not going to throw this away. This is mine this time. Yeah.
Over the 4 days, from the Tuesday to the Friday, is there any particular moment that stands out for you from the tournament itself? I mean, you've played a lot, and you've played a lot of championships, you've played a lot of tournaments. There always seems to be, to every golfer, one for specific moment throughout that 4 days that kind of stands out. Is there one for you?
Well, for me, yeah, definitely holding the putt in the semi-final on the 18th green against Pat Madigan to avoid going down 19 certainly would have been, definitely would stand out for me. Given the struggles I've had with the putter of late, and like, I only got changed putter, went to Declan Saturday afternoon after a bad round in Attenry, spent most of the day practicing out in the putting green in Galway Golf Club last Sunday, almost in despair, wondering how am I going to compete, because no matter what level of golf you play, if you can't putt, you can't win. You have to be able to put the ball in the hole. So certainly holding the putt on, there was huge satisfaction holding a 10-foot putt under pressure in a national semi-final in an event. You're kind of at that stage, I'm the favourite, I'm expected to win it, and to be able to do it, and there was, it was a very definite putt. It was in it as soon as I hit it, to be honest. Yeah.
It strikes me that you thrive on the expectation. That sometimes a lot of players will kind of like to be the underdog because they feel they have to kind of fight against it, but you seem to go the other way. Is that a fair statement to make?
Well, I don't know, John. That's a new thing for me, really. Like, down the years, historically, I would have had my best performances when I've had very low expectations, and I've found it very difficult to deal with high expectations. And in some part, even this year, I had a very good performance in the Hermitage, even though I didn't win, and I got beaten in a playoff in the Irish Open. I then went to the European Championships, and full of expectations, high as, you know, put in a good bit of work and was going really well in practice. Never hadn't hit the ball as well in years. Putting seemed to be coming around, and I went to Cork, and the first round I shot 76, which effectively put me out of the tournament. Now, we came back with rounds of 68 and 69 the last two rounds, but at that stage, Eddie and a few of the lads were too far ahead of me. I couldn't catch them. So, you know, didn't particularly deal well with the expectation there, but I suppose I used the disappointment from being beaten in the playoff at the Hermitage and you know, finishing fifth at the Europeans. Rather than having high expectation, I suppose it was using that sort of disappointment as a motivating factor. But it would be nice to, you know, if I could conquer that skill of dealing with high expectations. And I think you're right. A lot of people involved in sports struggle to cope with that expectation. But I managed to do it this week because there's no doubt myself and Eddie would have been the two favourites going into the event were number one and two on the order of merit. We'd have been the two favourites going into that, and it was nice to come through. Like, there's a huge amount of satisfaction in winning something after being under that burden of expectation, I suppose.
You mentioned Eddie, your rival and friend, you know, on the course together, and you've had great adventures. But overall, and it's something that struck me over the past number of weeks, has been the incredible amount of Galway golfers who are coming through the ranks, producing phenomenal performances across the board. We were just talking off air. We mentioned Kate Dillon. We mentioned Sam Murphy. I think Rena Murphy was brilliant in the girls' play. Charlie Mooney won it, won the boys' play in a playoff after the himself and two others were finished up on level par in dreadful conditions in Monkstown. And there's many others, Liam Nolan, Adam Challoner. You could sit here for the full day, and it would probably end up missing someone.
Yeah, well, that would be my biggest concern, is missing somebody. But to be honest, John, like, it's phenomenal the success that Galway golfers have had over the last number of years, and like, and there's superb facilities in the county. There's some great coaches, like Liam Nolan is on the. He won the Brabazon Trophy, which is one of the biggest amateur golf events on the planet. No two ways about it. It's in probably in the top five. I would be amazed if he's not picked to play Walker Cup. I can't remember anybody from Galway ever playing Walker Cup, so it would be a phenomenal achievement if he did.
I'm trying to rack my head. I don't think so.
I thought
Ronan Mullarney, but I know that he didn't.
I know Colin Moriarty from Athlone is the last Connacht man to play for Connacht for Walker Cup, but I'm not sure. Ronan played Palmer Cup, which is a similar level to Walker Cup, but there's an aura about Walker Cup, I suppose. It's always been seen as the amateur version of Ryder Cup, but speaking of Ronan, like, Ronan's doing exceptionally well at the moment on the Challenge Tour.
Devin Morley as well, of course.
Devin Morley in the United States. Sam Murphy's performances in the East of Ireland and the Connacht Stroke, like, he was 18 under par for four rounds in Portumna recently, which is just extraordinary golf. Like, it's because it's not that easy a golf course. You have Tom Cafferkey from Ballinasloe, who's a little bit forgotten. He's been doing his leaving cert, he's quite academic. Like, in the last 2 years alone, like, in 2021, Sam Murphy shot 65 to run away with the Irish Boys Championship in Turles. In 2022, Tom Cafferkey from Ballinasloe won the Irish Boys Championship. And the Irish Boys Championships are generally seen as, you know, you're the best under-18 golfer in Ireland at your grade. So there's two more. David Cate has been on the Irish men's squad for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And like, if you you have Eddie winning the Europeans, Kate Dillon. I mean, I'm sure I'm probably forgetting people here, but like,
Suzanne Corcoran now with the senior women as well.
Exactly. Like, so golf in Galway is on a high, and unfortunately, it's sometimes seen as an elitist sport, and it's sometimes we could certainly be better at making it more inclusive. But the facts of it are that golf is, I think, as far as I'm aware, it has the highest participation numbers of any sport in the country. I think there's 400,000 people play golf in Ireland who are members of clubs. God knows how many more who play society golf. That's a pretty significant size for a sport that's a so-called elite or the exclusive sport. And Galway golf, like, you can think of all the coaches around Galway, and again, I don't want to leave anybody out, like, you have Gary Madden is in
that's right, he's in Pebble Beach
with Kate Lonigan at the moment, and she's lying 11th in the US Open, professionals US Open. So you've Gary, you have Shane O'Grady, coaches Galway man from Ballinasloe, coaching Leona Maguire. You have Michael Mulryan out the road. Declan Cunningham has coached 7 or 8 guys to national prominence. Mm-hmm. Dara Ford.
There's a line going out in and out of his shop, I see, nearly every Saturday as well.
David Mortimer.
Yeah.
Sean Whelan. There's so many of these. And if I've forgotten anybody, I'm very sorry about that. But like.
Well, it's a very important. You've made a great point. We see every year you get the list of the players who are on the different teams, and then you see the development players, and there's maybe 20 that are from Galway that would be on these development squads, whether it be provincial or national. I mean, it shows really how strong the game is, and it's down to these coaches. My point being, it's down to these coaches that are, you know, putting in this work that's making these fantastic golfers what they are.
Absolutely. Like, there's so many good coaches around the county. There's so many good golf. Good golf courses. There's more access to golf than there ever has been. And like, I'd love to see more youngsters getting the opportunity to play golf. And there is an opportunity out there for them to do it. And if they decide to go and play golf, there's no reason that some young fella couldn't be the next Liam Nolan or the next Ronan Mullarney, or like. I mean, Ronan Mullarney is going to be on the Challenge Tour, which is effectively, it'd be like playing championship football in England, Division 2. And who knows, we might see him on the DP World Tour or US Tour down the road. Or Liam Nolan the same, Sam Murphy the same. Who knows who it's going to be. Luke O'Neill, David Kitt, any of them, like, and Kate Dillon's doing very well, of course, in the ladies, and we see Lonigan there at the moment.
And she's in a great rivalry, actually, with the Costello girl from Roscommon.
That's right. Is it Eva?
Olivia.
Olivia Costello, yeah.
You know, the two of them are having a great old Barney between the two pair of them. It's great to watch.
Absolutely. So, like, I mean, it would be great to see more youngsters getting involved in golf. And believe it or not, golfers... And I don't know how much of this is to do with socioeconomic things or whether but I'm sure the exercise and it's good for mental health. Golfers live on average five years longer than the average population. So there's probably a lot of factors feeding into that. But it is a very healthy pursuit. It's a game people would have for life. It will be great to see more youngsters getting the opportunity to participate.
Before we go, what's next? I was asking you off air, are you going to go to the AIG Irish Seniors? You didn't commit. So
no.
What's your plan?
Well, the AIG, the men's close is on in Malone. I think I probably won't go to it. I've a lot on actually this year. Between work and golf, like thankfully I now work in the golf travel industry and. That brings its own opportunities to play some really good golf courses, not just here in Ireland, but around the world. But myself and Eddie McCormack were down to go to qualifying for the British Seniors Open towards the end of the month. But Eddie, from winning the European Championship, will be teeing it up now with Padraig Harrington, Darren Clark, Gurney Els, all these guys next month in the British Seniors Open. And I think Eddie will do very well there. It's on a links course. I fully expect him to do pretty well there. So I'll be travelling over with him, but I'm trying to pre-qualify on the Monday. It's 18 holes. I went over, tried to pre-qualify last year. Three put at 17 and 18 to miss by two shots on getting into the British Seniors in Glen Eagles. I'll be trying my best to join Eddie in that field. I'll be very disappointed if I don't, but... if I don't qualify, I'll come straight home. I played in the South of Ireland Championship in Lahinch. After that, then we have, and I was saying earlier, I alluded to it earlier, there's it's a bit confusing the way they've gone with the seniors events. There's like three Irish seniors titles now. So there's an Irish Seniors Open, which is open to any seniors golfers from around the world. There's an Irish Seniors Close match play, and there's an Irish Seniors Close stroke play. So the Irish Seniors Close stroke play is on in Powers Court in August. So I'll be going to compete in that. It's on in the middle of August. And then at the end of the year, although the team hasn't been announced yet, the European Seniors Championship is on in the Czech Republic. Now, last year I was in Estonia. And we had a great time. We finished third, actually. Sweden beat us in the semi-final, and there was a bronze medal playoff then against Scotland in the final. So we got a European bronze medal at that last year. It's a six-man team. And the way they pick the team is the top two players on the order of merit are exempt for selection. And with one event to go, myself and Eddie are practically guaranteed to be the top two. There's one player that could catch us, but he'd have to win and we'd both have to miss the cut, which is highly unlikely to happen. So the likelihood is the European Seniors Championship, Team Championship is on in the Czech Republic in September. And, you know, going back to myself and Eddie's friendship and rivalry, we've won Irish Senior Cups and Barton Shields together. We won Interpros together for Connacht. But we never, you know, despite, you know, both of us being former internationals at men's level, we've never played on the same Irish team together. So we'll probably get the opportunity to do that in September this year. So there's a nice season ahead. And I'm playing an international seniors event in Atlanta, Georgia in the first week in October. So life's good at the moment. Loads of golf, competitive golf coming up. And, you know, so yeah, great. But obviously... I'd love to be joining Eddie in the field in Royal Porthcawl at the British Seniors, so we'll be having a go at that. Yeah.
Here's hoping it does happen. Joe Lyons, absolute pleasure having you in studio. Thanks a million for joining me.
Thanks a million, John. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.